Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Technology in the insurance industry is moving at the speed of light. From AI to data, insurance has become a tech-focused industry. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV, and we're at the WSIA conference in San Diego, and we have a terrific panel to talk about tech today. They are John Russo, head of Navigators Binding, Ernie Fira, SVP Carrier Practice for Resource Pro, and Andrew Nguyen, the CEO of Ascend. And Andrew, let's kick things off with you today. What technology are you most excited about?
This is going to be the most boring answer about a very exciting technology, I hope. But I'm, like most people here, most excited about the practical applications of AI and how that can actually impact the insurance industry. I think we've seen lots and lots of, over the past couple of years, exciting or maybe cool applications of AI, from ChatGPT to asking a question to planning a trip, but it's a little hard to connect to what that means for our day-to-day work. Sure, maybe you can have it draft an email response, that's great, but that doesn't make a huge difference to the sort of productivity of the industry at large. But I'm really excited about how AI will actually be applied inside of the insurance industry. One of the things that we see and where we deploy AI at my company Ascend is for document ingestion and reading. So obviously huge amounts of documents being sent back and forth, whether it's quote documents, binding documents, loss runs, forms, commission statements. And all of those things were very hard previously to OCR and make sense of, because they're all different. And you know, the computers lacked the context to understand, hey, that's what this is and that's what it's telling me. What's changing, I think, with AI and is very exciting just in this specific example is that AI can now get the context. It knows what to look for in those documents rather than us telling it what to look for by itself. And so I think there's some really exciting changes to how AI will improve the business processes of insurance. And I think for a long time, folks have been saying, hey, we have to move away from all these documents and forms, and maybe we don't now. Maybe AI will actually allow us to continue working through that, but in a much more effective and efficient manner.
Yeah, I agree. I also think it's going to change how underwriters think of things, that a lot of times they had to gather information and find information, and it's going to be right there for them. So an underwriter is going to spend far more time figuring out how to make a decision versus gathering information and being much more efficient.
And really, we're just in the early days of AI. When you stop and think about it, right? We're almost like where things were with punch cards way back when.
That's a little before my time, so I'm not sure about that. But I agree that we're very much in the earliest days of AI, and I think it's really exciting what's to come, but also a little bit scary.
You know, the other thing is, I think, and I was around when punch cards existed, right? So I have a little experience about it. It's amazing how so much information can be referred to and distilled down to underwriting answers with a high level of accuracy. The one thing that I would caution against, though, especially with the early introduction of technology, I still think there needs to be a human in the loop to a certain extent. There needs to be the validation of the results. The machine learning will improve over time, but it still needs a little bit of the old trust yet verify.
Right. And the machine learning is going to be all about the data as well. And how is that changing, Ernie? And how is that impacting the insurance industry?
Yeah. So, you know, let's think about what underwriting and commercial insurance looks like today, right? We call the agent is called the insured and asking them maybe 20 questions as part of an underwriting process, right? How much time does that take? Well, now, using machine learning and AI, we can go out there, take those canned questions, look at the digital footprint of that business and the drive, many of the answers to those questions in an automated fashion, right? And these processes can be used throughout the insurance continuum. I'm looking to market to a particular type of business that fits my criteria. ChatGPT and technologies like that can get answers to those questions. Now I need to underwrite that business. Oh, and now it's life of policy. Has there been changes in the exposure of this business? I need to do a premium audit because it's a workers' comp risk. Once again, these technologies don't have to go through human labor-intensive processes to derive that information. Yet, please remember, trust yet verify, validate, keep a human in the loop, and help the machine learning and improvement of that process going forward.
Yeah, you bring up a great point also on the digital footprint and all you know. And what I'll add to that is the question sets can change and be different for similar businesses. For years, we had static questions, and that's what an underwriter would look at. Always trying to get at how well run is your business. That question now can change, and all that data brings in a different view than what you would have known over the years.
And to echo that, too, is there is the changing nature of businesses. Yeah. Businesses change what they do over time. That has impact on exposure and coverage. And as stewards of the covering the risk of our insurance, we need to know that. And we need to go back to our insurance and say, you know what? You need additional coverage because we don't want you to be left with a risk that's not going to be covered.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
John, where do you think the industry stands as far as tech adoption goes, and what could it do better?
Yeah, so I think we're middle of the road, and I'll give you why. And it's really a hard question to answer on an industry as a whole because it's going to end up with some haves and have-nots as this industry moves through. You still have legacy systems, and you're on a journey from all the carriers and wholesalers changing from legacy systems to cloud-based, which enables so much more from a data and technology standpoint. So that journey is, one, expensive and long. And getting everyone there. But that what that really does is when you complete that journey, it allows you to actually bring in everything what we've just talked about, to bring in the data, to bring in the AI for it. And that's where I actually think this industry's done a very good job, is they're embracing the AI. I am completely trust but verify. I'm in the same place you are in those conversations. Yeah. But we're exploring concepts. We're talking about data science, bringing that into an underwriting concept for it. We're talking about how to make things faster, more efficient, and getting out of duplicate input and finding efficiency. So I think the industry's done a really good job of embracing, but it's a long journey. It's going to take us several years to go through that journey.
Ernie, you go along with that. So often the industry is criticized for moving too slow when it comes to tech adoption. Is that criticism fair?
I think it is to a certain extent. And here's what I think the industry should consider. The reality is many of the processes that carriers perform, especially in their back office operations, are outsourced today. And their outsourced vendors have unique insight into the processes of a carrier. And I think carriers should demand from their vendors tech enablement and being a part of that tech enablement because they have a unique insight into the processes of insurance for that carrier because they're performing that every day, right? So I think we should, as carriers should say, ask more from their vendors when it comes to tech enablement because they have unique insight. And actually, a lot of these vendors have good insights on best practices. So they can come into you and help you identify how to improve your processes and leverage technology to do that.
Andrew, does any of the tech actually scare you, perhaps? I know you're a big proponent of AI, but...
Certainly. I mean, I think AI, to your point earlier, we are still very much in the early innings and we have no idea how it will evolve. I think short term, and so there's huge amounts of unknown fear of what that could look like in the future. I think as we kind of just look short term, what's scary about some of the technology is it depends who you are. But I think there's potentially a big... There's a large chance that technology is going to obviously disrupt many of these workflows that we see, especially in things like the back office and maybe some of the more junior administrative underwriting functions and distribution functions. And that has a real impact on people's jobs, right? Those are people's jobs. And I think that's scary for a lot of people on the front lines. We certainly see that every day. However, the opportunity, I think, with that is, you know, there's probably a panel later today on the talent crisis in insurance. You know, that's another topic that we talk a lot about. And so I think there's a real opportunity in the short term to take these jobs that are being reduced, changed, augmented, eliminated even by technology and retraining and upskilling those workers who are already there, right? They already want to learn to solve some of the talent crisis issues we see in insurance. So I think that's a near-term fear with potentially a silver lining. Long-term, who knows? Very, very scary, though.
The other thing that I would add there is we can take the time that people are spending in those more manual tasks and put their attention on more value-producing activities. That's the biggest promise, because then we can do more and do more in a productive, efficient manner and take away the manual, mundane tasks that, to be honest, with the new generation, that's not the kind of work that they want to be doing.
No, I completely agree. And I'm just going to reinforce what was said is that there is a little bit of scare and hype that comes from it. But we've seen over the years, as we become more efficient and find ways to improve processes, there's still a need for great talent. And there will still continue to be a need for great talent. And sometimes the marketing or the sizzle that comes from something from like AI doesn't produce the same benefits. It's still very good. It's still something that will move our industry forward, but it gets the employee concerned about where it's going and how fast it's going. But it's a great thing, but it's also that watch, that marketing, and the employee feels still valued.
Yeah, and I think the thing that AI will hopefully never be able to do is build relationships, right? And what that really means is understand what somebody wants. And ultimately, at the end of the day, whether you're a retail agent working with an insured, whether you're an underwriter working with one of your brokers, your job is to understand what that person's goal is. And AI can make that more efficient, but it can never do that human element to it. And so I think, again, another potential silver lining is we'll be able to spend more time on the uniquely human things and let the computers do some of the more manual stuff.
All right, what a great discussion. Andrew, Ernie, John, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
It was great.
And from the WSIA conference in San Diego, I'm John Weber for AM Best TV.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.